views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm Saskia, your host from YourSoulGuidance.com. And today you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So just stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how you're going to tap into the power of your soul. And today we're going to have such an amazing show because we have our special guest, Eric Altman. You've heard him before and I can't get enough of him. So I keep asking him back and I know everybody loves Eric. And we're going to talk about there is no thing to worry about. And I think that's just the best topic we can think of. So stay with us. We're live here every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, you know, let's start this show and kick it off. But first, I want to introduce Eric to you. Eric is... Eric believes that one of the biggest myths of all time is that our spiritual evolution is difficult. And he works with the premise that awakening is simple, practical, and down to earth. There is absolutely nothing we have to add to ourselves. Rather, the freedom is to subtract so that we can return to our natural shape of our life. Eric supports those he works with in taking responsibility to live from a place of deep aliveness, curiosity, and integrity, where each day is an opportunity to absolutely enjoy the being of who you are. Now, for over 30 years, Eric has taught spiritual seekers and non-seekers a very clear, simple, and dynamic path to awakening. Eric's teachings transcend the dogma and they are not confined to anyone or spiritual tradition. I love about Eric, he says his clients do not lie for months on the couch. They have signed up for the fast track to freedom. Well, what a better topic today than to talk about how to let go of worry. And welcome, Eric.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you again.
Okay, that's, you know, you'll be back again. Eric, I write in about, you know, worry. I mean, how can you say there is absolutely nothing to worry about?
From my experience, the worry is always avoidance of just our life. And so if you distill it down, kind of reverse engineer it, I would call it. When you look at something that you're worrying about, it's typically you're avoiding just the moment-to-moment experience of your life. And so what happens is we kind of inherently, we start to drop as far as maybe our mood or just kind of, you know, we just feel a little low or whatever. And typically that's just chemical, and it's chemistry in our body. And so we almost... I wouldn't say almost, we very specifically start to like create kind of some story about, you know, whatever happened today or yesterday or 10 years ago. And we just have that cycle. It's like a wheel that goes around.
Yeah.
And we kind of pick our favorite worries and then we become melancholy and, you know, just then we might feel better and just keeps going that cycle that strengthens the idea of worrying.
And Eric, you don't worry.
I don't worry. Yeah. Fortunately.
But that's quite unique. I mean, probably it's a habit and you just don't know yourself any better. Or that this is, I don't know yourself any better. I mean, that's the state you're in. I mean, you're worry less.
Right. So I'd like to give some tips on that too, is that when there was kind of a transition for me, and when that was happening, I would just write a lot as well, you know, like why one thing happened or why one thing didn't happen. And what I noticed is like if I started to go towards worrying about something, I was just avoiding a pure feeling in my body. Like it could be sadness or fear or the typical things that come up for any of us. And so when I would just kind of stay home, stay grounded, yeah, maybe I might cry or maybe I might, just feel very sad or whatever that was, and that it would burn through completely. And then there was nothing there was nothing else to like add on to that or make up from, because it was such a relief and such a clearing. And then and it was very, again, that was very supportive of me, grounded, you know, in the earth and in the world today.
I mean, I find that very interesting that you're saying this. I mean, everybody who's listening, you can, you know, immediately maybe relate to that. But for example, you know, my dad is old and, you know, I think he's coming to the end of his life. So I worry. So what you're saying is, you know, to let go of the worry is to instead go to a feeling. And for me, that would be sadness, because he
right.
is. And then, you know, sit there and allow that feeling of sadness, cry. And then you're saying that worry would kind of disappear.
Yeah, then there's nothing there to kind of grasp onto. Then mm. you can maintain, I think what we lack a lot in our society is true intimacy. And I mean that in kind of the most rawest form and the most, I would say, the most naked form, in where, like, say you and I, or, you know, we're becoming friends, and then there's a point like where that could get awkward, almost like, okay, here's, you know, we didn't have the language of being intimate, and then our friendship stops right there. You know, that's a limitation of our friendship.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, just like with, say, your father, for instance. And so there's a much of an intimacy in his situation that could be had for both of you right now.
Yeah.
And instead, like, maybe you back off and you worry about it because you're afraid of actually the feeling that, that it might, you know, you might blow up or something.
Right. Yeah. Well, I invite everybody, you know, to who's listening, to, you know, try this out and see how that works. I'm thrilled to, you know, to learn about this, Eric. And so you're saying what happens when we're in a state of worry? Is our chemistry is changing?
Because what happens, we kind of, there's a situation probably at hand. Say, just to use your father, if we can be mine. And so then, since we're not very fluent in this, in our society in particular, we're not very fluent with that close connection, especially when someone, you know, may pass on or they're hurt. Or it could be a myriad of things, but nevertheless, we you know, we shy away from that real true connection. And so what we do is we back out, and then we start making up things to keep to justify our space in between each other. And that's the thing that all of us want. We all want that connection with one another, and it's really just stepping through kind of this idea about what's going to happen. You know, if I approach you and say, "I really like you. I really love hanging out with you as a friend. I really love you as a person."
Yeah.
And then, you know, most people are terrified to say that, but people feel that all the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So instead, what do we do?
So we back out of that, and then we will start making up stories. Well, I could be closer with you if, you know, that I could write my list down so it would justify my behavior.
Mm. Right.
But say how I can see you, like I can see, you know, I happen to be able to see different things, but all I see in you is like God, and I see your whole being. And so I feel very intimate with you, and not the traditional way that people would, you know, we call intimacy sex or you know, those kind of relationships, and then say that the relationship like you and I are building is kind of secondary, and to me it's opposite.
Mm. And I, you know, it reminds me of that movie. What is it? The movie where they, I mean, I think it's the highest compliment. Like people say, I see you.
Yes. 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 So then it's a reflection of you. If you see me, then it's a reflection of you having the capacity to see yourself.
Mm, absolutely. Well, I'm seeing that the time is going to break time. So we're heading for a break. Everybody stay tuned. We're talking about There's Absolutely Nothing to Worry About with Eric Altman. So we're right back after the break.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest Eric Altman to talk about There Is Nothing to Worry About. But before we go any further, I want to make sure you can connect with Eric because he has amazing things to offer and also for free. Eric, can you let the listeners know how to connect with you?
ericaltman.com.
Yeah. And is there any special offer you have, or people go to your website? I mean, there's lots of stuff there they can, you know, check out. But can you talk about that?
Is it info?
You can write to info@ericaltman.com.
Okay.
So, Saskia, we're offering for Valentine's Day a free world heart field healing.
Okay.
And people can go to the website, ericaltman.com, and it's under the events page.
Oh, perfect.
And sign up for free for that healing that'll be on Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
It'll be kind of a one-time event located like all over the world that are like actually sponsoring a bunch of people. And so, yeah, there could be up to like 70,000 people.
Oh, gosh, that's so powerful. So, listeners, go to ericaltman.com. It's www.ericaltman.com. And you can go to, you know, sign up for the free event on February 14th for a free heart field healing. So I think that's just amazing. Thank you so much for doing this, Eric.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to announce already that even in this show, you can receive a distant healing from Eric. And we've done it before. And, you know, I usually resonate and vibrate on my chair here from these healings. So if you stay tuned, we're doing it in, you know, after the next break. We're going to talk then also about, you know, letting go of worry. That's the intention we're going to set when, you know, you receive that distant healing. You can also call in with your questions. Then you call 1-800-930-2818. So stay tuned. We're going to do a distant healing in the next segment. And you can also call in at 1-800-930-2819. Eric, to talk more about worry, I mean, do people need like a God or the guides or the angels, where a lot of us then, you know, when we worry, we just kind of pray or we give it over to them? What if you don't have that? What do we do?
What I would do is just breathe. Like I would breathe in like light right through the top of my head. White light, just bring it down through your whole body from the top of your head through your body down through your feet into the earth. Yeah. And when that cycles through, like it sends a higher vibration into your system, and then that helps it helps lighten the worry. So the perspective about the worry kind of like starts to shift right away.
Mm.
And another thing is just kind of you could repeat like a mantra, even like I am love. And the vibration of love will kind of eradicate like any worry. It might still hold up kind of a shadow of it, but the essence of it that kind of sticks in is it kind of gets released from our system as well. So there's just like, I'm God, I'm love. So anything that that holds a high vibration, like those two statements probably hold the highest vibration that we could repeat to ourselves.
Mm.
And both are absolutely true. And so it's like, so that's why it resonates so high in our being and our soul.
Yeah. So say that again. That would make sure everybody gets that.
Like I'm saying all the time, and like when I'm working with people, yeah, like I'm love, I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and it just starts working itself up as it starts almost like taking, it takes on a mind of its own.
Mm.
Because anytime you speak the truth in that way and in that highest form, it's you can feel the integration more and more and more as you do that. So any lower vibrational like information or data that we're storing in our brain, like worry or anything along those lines, it diffuses that right away.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly going to do that. Eric, what has worry to do with blocking us from living our life purpose or living fully?
What happens is where it takes us out of the moment. More than not, like most people, yeah, they're not in this moment. They're either like futurizing, like, you know, what's going to happen in the future. And oftentimes more than not, it's something that's scary or some kind of drama that's being generated, again, to avoid the intimacy. First of all, it's like with themselves, then with people outside of them. So it's just seeing like what is it that we're avoiding, and so there those two things in and of themselves are something we don't want to miss out on. It's our life, and it's the essence of our life, that intimacy with myself or the people that I'm around. That yeah, I don't want to miss that. I don't want to be thinking about tomorrow when I'm with someone today. I have no interest in that at all.
How did you learn this?
I just think that my commitment is extraordinary to that, and I don't think it's extraordinary in the sense that no one else can do it. I mean, it's just the experience from that is so unusual that it kind of it takes on a life of its own in a very short period of time, and so I noticed how it was being present with people, like day in and day out versus like not. It was like, you know, it was like living in the dark versus being out in the sunshine in the, you know, on your favorite beach or whatever. So everyone started looking different to me. They started sounding different. Everything was so much more alive, and it's not challenging. I just want to repeat that kind of, I don't know. It's like, it's there's no magic trick to it. It's just like stepping into a place that's a little bit unfamiliar, and then see for yourself. You know, people can then kind of make a judgment call themselves. Is it worth that, or do they want to go back in hiding again? So that's what it's like for me. I think when I work with lots of people, like one on one and that sort of thing. So they just go back in hiding often, and you know, they get sick. It causes disease, you know, just depression, etc. Through holding ourselves back.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, is there any moment in your life when you like for a second go to worry? And what do you do then? Or it's completely eradicated?
I think it's a you know, it's natural. It's like being angry or feeling like, you know, just that impulse. That's just the nature of our existence, of our being human. And so I think then what occurs is like what goes on right after that. You know, if a worry comes up, like how do I, it's my relationship to the worry that's important to me. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then if people can see it more that way, it's like their relationship to whatever thoughts come up. And so they have more, they're more empowered because they recognize, I have a terrible relationship with anger. So just like anything else, then it becomes solvable. It's not like, you know, people get labeled, like especially children at an early age, like they have an anger problem. So then they get, you know, it's really hard for them to dig themselves out of that because, you know, people are out to lunch, you know, when they start labeling people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're very supportive, like growing out of that. They kind of, people around them try to, whether it's teachers or counselors, they try to manage it, you know, create a management program for something that is just natural.
Yeah. Well, to talk about the worry pattern, I mean, how do we reset that in our brain? I mean,
so I'm just like what you just said, I think, you know, so if say a pattern started to come up for me, then I would just look at it like eye to eye and see if it is this is this creating strength in me, or is it creating weakness?
Yeah.
I would look at anything like that that starts to come up, any kind of behavior to break a pattern. It's probably the simplest way just to see, like, is this again, like, am I getting stronger from this, or am I getting weaker? And then we can start to look at it again more practically, like piece by piece, and just not to overanalyze it, but just to break it down. So then in those pieces, everything's doable. We can see it for what it is, for one, and then we can take the steps, kind of reverse, you know, the steps, how we got there, and just kind of go back to behind to the starting point.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. And we have to stay in the present moment. and then make that commitment not to worry and catch yourself.
But say for instance, if you have like one worry, you mentioned about your father, but
yeah,
if there's one worry, so if you just take one and kind of just sit down with it, almost like a piece of paper, and kind of just put it kind of in order. How does it get going? And then just and really kind of look at those steps, like what's driving that? And I guarantee you'll see some fear of like being intimate.
Mm.
Like in almost every single case or every person I work with that bring that up is always about being intimate or exposing oneself in a really healthy way. You know, like how they want to connect with someone or how they want to, you know, be closer, whatever that might be. But it all has to do with that closeness, which we all are starving for.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we all starve for. Guys, we are heading to a break. After the break, we're going to do a healing segment. Beautiful heart healing, distant heart healing from Eric about worry. So stay tuned. After the break, we'll be back. You can also call in then if there is a question at 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new
paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hi guys, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have our special guest, Eric Altman, who's talking about there is no thing to worry about. And I want to make sure everybody knows how to connect with Eric, because he has also a very special guest on Valentine's Day. Eric, what is your website? How can people connect with you?
EricAltman.com.
And Carrie, can you talk a little bit, what's the gift on the 14th?
Yeah, so that's going to be a world heart field healing. And you can connect by going to EricAltman.com on the events page, and you can read about it and then sign up to connect with Eric on that evening.
And I heard Eric say there might be 70,000 people signing up or be there. So everybody, make sure you be there. All our more good things is, if you want to release your blocks, I have the secret soul map to your dreams. You go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. You can go to yoursoulguidance.com. It's a 21-day roadmap, and it has all kind of exercises, meditations, all good stuff. So go to yoursoulguidance.com. There's more. There's interviews. You can have the Monday morning free soul card reading. And we're going to continue with the show. Now we even have a free distance healing with Eric. Eric, I think we're just going to dive right into that. And what shall we do? People will have to set the intention, right?
Yeah, so since we're talking about nothing to worry about. So people, if everyone set their intention, and that I want to, my intention is to clear all the worry from my mind, and all the pathways that the worry runs on in my mind as well.
Okay, guys, let's just do that, and then take a deep breath in. Just draw that beautiful white light in from the top of your head and let that go through your whole body, connect even deep down into the earth. And Eric, you're going to start with giving your distant healing.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, and we will keep talking, because otherwise the radio station goes silent. So Eric, do you do anything special when you are giving us at this right moment the distant healing? Is there anything?
My mind gets quiet, and then I can feel it go down my spine, energy in my spine. And then I can, my attention goes to my heart, just kind of spontaneously. And then I can feel kind of in a circle, it just goes, the energy moves out and just goes, it's endless. I don't, after a while, I can't track it. It just keeps on moving outwards. And so definitely it can move around the globe or connect with anybody on the planet, wherever they're at. And so I just keep like still in my body, still in my mind, and then with that intention of sending the energy, like to connect with, if it's a specific group of people,
yeah,
or just anyone. So it's endless, without a doubt. And so, like, it just keeps growing, and like the number.
And it doesn't matter how many people. And it also, I want to say to everyone, if you're listening to the recording, you completely receive this. So the amount of people doesn't matter either, right?
Yeah, there hasn't been a limit so far. So it wasn't always that way, but there's like two other people I know in the world that kind of there's no limit. There's a lot of people that can work with like maybe 5 to 10 people, somewhere in that range, or maybe even 100. But there's something that happened some years ago that kind of broke open the healing part of it. The energy part just was endless, and it stuck, and it would do different things with different people, like a lot of like clearing and more, getting people more awake. And so started just moving through blocks in the brain, and then started calming down the nervous system, were the two main things I would get feedback from all the time.
Yeah, because you do also do one-on-one healings with
people. Yes. And I've done like and those are a lot of times when people have illnesses and that sort of thing. So I've treated like about every illness there is, you know, from like real intense like cancers with children to just a myriad of things, anything you can imagine.
So there is no limit or degree to what can be healed through distant healing.
Yeah, as long how that works from my end is in seeing if I'm working with specifically someone. Yeah, so my ability, I guess, to visualize something is very keen. And so I just see it in perfect form. And so I'll hold it there as long as I have to, like whether it's like 2 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour, it doesn't really matter. Like I could stay in meditation for like 10 hours at a time and my brain is just quiet. And so I use that same, create that same atmosphere internally. So then it's transferred and transmitted to the person that I'm working with.
So you hold somebody in his or her perfection?
Always, yeah. In this, in the beginning, it was kind of like I was developing that when I was quite young. And then so now it's instantaneous. Before I even start to do it, I can feel my body start to shift my physiological system.
Mm. And
you're a lot. I think the love really kind of in that from my heart, and things. That's when things really ramped up for me, like as far as healing. So I could feel that there was no conditions with people in that sense, and that just keeps expanding as well. There's nothing that someone could do that would block me from like loving them.
Mm. And would you say there's no condition that cannot be healed?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just, it's all energy. And so it's a matter of like someone's mindset is very helpful, but it's not required, I guess. But there's nothing, it becomes a little bit more challenging when say as a society or just a group of population holds one disease like really strong or they're very terrified of one thing, and then if something else is like less a priority, so to speak, or not so severe, at least in the collective mind. And so that's really easy to like heal and cut through. But like something like cancer, the people, there's so much fear around that, so they hold the pattern in the other person's body. And so and even like a child, they pick up the energy from, you know, just from 500 miles away as in like a circle. And so then that gets a little bit more tricky. So it's mm-hmm. like play with the mind of the child at that point, you know, like trick the mind actually.
Right. Eric, I see we have actually 2 more minutes. So you have given us a longer distant healing. I thought we were going to do 5 minutes, but...
Oh.
So I don't know if you wrap it up or if you have to do a certain thing to...
Yep. Maybe let's give me a minute, okay? And then I'll just wrap it up in this next minute.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, just sit with that beautiful feeling. I mean, I totally feel this resonating through my body, and I'm just very excited to just, you know, make that commitment to, you know, let go of worry and just let life take care of itself. It's just beautiful. And just sit with that beautiful feeling. And then in the next segment, we will still make room if people want to call in and ask Eric a question about, you know, whatever you have on your mind. So how are we doing, Eric?
Okay, that's good. I'm done.
Good. Well, I feel it. I definitely feel really good. So all my worries can be aside now. And truth, it never works anyway. Worry doesn't do, it only lowers our vibration.
Right. Yeah, there's absolutely no benefit to that. It not whatsoever. Yes, it's good to bring back the truth of the matter right now, whatever that is in the moment. And so that's always manageable. It's always doable.
Yeah, I like to talk about that because that's probably our big fear, that it isn't doable, that we can't manage. And that's why we worry. But we have to go to break time. Guys, stay tuned after the break. We have not a lot, but we have very little time. But there is absolutely time for a caller to call in. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Eric. Stay tuned. There is nothing to worry about. We'll be back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
On Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we are having a great guest, Eric Altman, who talks about there's nothing to worry about. But before we continue, if you want to know the secrets to live your dream out loud, break through procrastination and fear, you can visit my website, yoursoulguidance.com. You can also, if you sign up for the free 21-day roadmap to your dreams, every Monday morning you get a soul card reading, and there's lots of free stuff there, so just check it out at yoursoulguidance.com. We have another wonderful gift from Eric, and maybe Carrie, you can talk about it. It's on his website, and I'm very excited about that.
So at ericaltman.com, on our events page, we have an event that you can read about and sign up for, and it's a World Heart Healing, and we've titled it Awakening the God in You, and it'll be at 7 p.m., and Eric will be doing a transmission and holding the intention for awakening the love that's naturally in you, in each individual. Mm. So it's our gift to the world for Valentine's Day.
How beautiful. Thank you so much. Is there, Brian, anyone who's calling in at 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Eric? Is there anyone calling in, Brian? Do you have anyone on the line? Or?
Oh, no, not yet. But
okay, that's fine. Let me know, then we go, we go ahead.
Will do. Eric,
What is the best thing you can, we're coming to the last segment of the show, but the best thing you can tell us about letting go of worry?
I would say, it's not a good hobby, for sure. And I would just always ask yourself, why is it that you are worrying? Just to preempt that kind of, and just to bring more light to it. Oftentimes we just go unconscious and kind of asleep, and we just accept that this is just a part of life, and this is part of my day, and this is, essential for me. It's who I am, or part of who I am. And it's really just to be strong with that. The worry is, it's never killed anyone, but it sure makes a lot of people sick. That's for sure. And there's just no benefit to that at all. There's no value in it, for sure. So it's just seeing it for what it is, and it opens the door when we start kind of just moving past that. It opens the door to a very amazing life. And I think that worry itself, it kind of gets pushed away, in a lot of teachings and spiritual teachings, or just teachings in general. It kind of gets stepped over. So it's one thing that kind of gets in the way more than almost anything else, I would say.
Yeah.
Someone waking up to themselves.
I totally see that. And we go in contraction. And when we are in contraction, nothing happens.
Right. So if you, now as we're talking back and forth, there's no worry. And so I think the more we focus on that during the day, how often there isn't worry as well, so then that just keeps, it keeps feeding itself. And so we can be more mindful about that, and let it Yeah, let it grow and watch what happens to our attitudes and our, again, our, I keep bringing up the word intimacy, because that's, that mm-hmm. is the ultimate thing that causes worry. Yeah, because we're not being ourselves, and so we're worrying about, you know, like, how are we going to keep putting up this front? And then each person we probably act a little bit different with, et cetera. And because we're worried about, you know, are we going to be accepted? Are we going to be, are we going to talk to this person in the way that we, that it's kind of clear with them? Are we going to, like, be a little false or on and on and on? And so that just keeps, you know, creates a lot of anxiety for people, which is really rampant in this country, for sure.
Yeah. So we are in a constant worry mode.
Yeah, that's been. And so it's just like it's just like pressing a button, like turning it off, you know, and give ourselves some space around it is very critical, too. Just, you know, we're going to fall back into it. But just I think that commitment is like it's a strong thing for me as a person, like seeing like what's in front of me and then how am I going to like face that or work with it.
Well, we have a guest on the line. We have Masani from Brooklyn, New York. Welcome, Masani. You have a question?
Yes, thank you very much. I think she answered my question.
Okay.
Good morning to you. But I'm actually sitting here doing my bills while I was talking, while you know, Eric was talking, and I'm trying to, you know, get past that worry. That worry stage, but I just wanted to ask, how do you just move through? I know you answered it a little bit, but how do you just move through so that you can, because I know how to feel that place where you're not worried and everything just is fine. But
right, Eric, can you answer that? I'm just
absolutely
so. Very
I think it's a that was a great question, and I think the key in that is like if we ride kind of beside it, so to speak, so we don't make it an adversary because it gives it more power. So we try to move through it. It's almost impossible because it already has the upper hand because we've been feeding it so much. So it's very powerful in that sense. You know, it has a false power, but it's real to our mind. So if we can just let it be, like side by side, and then we can create a different relationship with it. So we don't have to hit it like head on, but so we can. Otherwise, when we move with it, we get to know it better, and so then our relationship with it becomes much more. Strong in the case that we do know it. So the more we know it, the more we can kind of move around it and work with it, and then it'll kind of start to diminish of its own accord.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Masani, for your question. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Eric. Yeah, we have one more minute, Eric, and I just want to get everything out of you, what you can say about worry. So
mm-hmm.
What do you want to leave the listeners with?
Oh, I'll tell you, my father died when he was 46 years old, and then he came back to life and about a half hour after he died. And we were all around, there's five children, and he... one of the last few things he said is like he told us not to worry about anything, and so that's what my advice would be, because it definitely worked for me. And he had gone somewhere and he came back, and so that was the only thing he said, and so there must be something to that that he saw.
Gosh. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, that's great. Well, I want to let the listeners know how to connect with you. Carrie, can you say one more time the website?
Yeah, the website is ericaltman.com. And yeah, you can sign up, join us for the World Heart Healing on February 14th. We would love everybody to be there with us.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much, Eric. You're such an inspiring guest. We certainly will have you back with another very juicy topic. And I want to leave the listeners with there's absolutely nothing to worry about. Next week, we're back. We have another show on Wednesday at 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific. Stay tuned, and I wish you a wonderful, worry-less week. This was something.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.